Secondly, anyone entering state buildings or facilities will also be required to mask up.
Governor Kelly did not hesitate to say that the cause for the mask mandate was due to the unvaccinated individuals in the state.
We've been brought together mostly through a self-inflicted problem. You know, close to half of our population has refused to get a vaccine that is safe.
The death rate so far of the Delta variant of COVID-19 is less than 1%. Good American Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley yellow dwarf virus or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com. Fans attending the Garth Brooks concert at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City next month will be given a chance to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Kansas City Chiefs officials say that they're working with the city to organize the clinic during the Brooks concert on August 7th. Chiefs President Mark Donovan said on Monday this week that the team plans to take every opportunity to provide vaccinations. He said the team is considering offering vaccines during Chiefs games as well this fall, but wasn't sure if that would be possible. The vaccine clinic was held at Arrowhead Stadium this last spring. In other news, a 21-year-old Wichita man is facing 12 charges after a 2-year-old child was shot during an alleged attack on his girlfriend at Cheney Reservoir. Camden Campos is accused of convincing his girlfriend to drive to the lake with plans to harm her and then shot at the car when the woman escaped and drove away. The 2-year-old child was shot but is expected to survive. Campos made his first court appearance on Tuesday this week. The complaint filed in the case says that Campos tried to kill his girlfriend with a knife, drown her, and light the car on fire before shooting her on July 19th. Good American Network News.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
I'm Andy Hoosier. A northeastern Nebraska school is closing its doors because of a lack of students. The Sioux City Journal reports that the Harrington Newcastle School Board voted in June to close the Newcastle building, which most recently had taught only 18 students in the pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grade classes. School officials cited that dwindling population of students from Newcastle, a village of around 325 people that lies about 107 miles northwest of Omaha. Starting this fall, all students will attend classes in Harrington, about half an hour drive from Newcastle. That will consist of only 3 first graders and a handful of pre-kindergarten students. In other news, the running mate for Nebraska Governor hopeful Charles Herbster has announced that she'll be bowing out of the race, citing the time commitment requirement for the campaign. Teresa Thibodeau, a former state lawmaker and Douglas County Republican Party leader, says she would withdraw from the ticket. She said she didn't think she'd be able to devote the time necessary to continue with the campaign. The Republican Party is still set to hold the primary election. Mid-America Network News. Wheat growers count on industry-leading high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future. To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Reporting local news, this is Jen Horn. On Friday, Waterville will celebrate their 150th plus one anniversary, starting with a chicken dinner at 5 p.m. Concession stand will be available, and a bike and pet parade will start at 6, with decorating at 5:30. Following the parade will be an exhibition kickball game, kids' games starting at 7, and adults starting at 8. Watermelon feed at 9 p.m., followed by fireworks at 10. The library will be hosting a showcase with Speaker Raymond Lindquist on Friday from 1 to 6, and Saturday from 9 to 1. Capping off the festivities will be a breakfast at the community center from 8 to 10 a.m. for a free will offering. KNDY recently spoke with Raymond Lindquist about some of his memories of Waterville.
I remember Waterville about 1932-33. I was born in 1927. The town was, at that time, was open on Saturdays and Wednesday nights, for usually until well after midnight, all the stores. We had, I think there were six grocery stores at that time. There was Honstead's, that had red and white food. They also had Peterbilt shoes, work clothes, yard goods, dresses and suits and so forth. They brought eggs and cream and poultry. McBride's also sold a lot of clothes and brought cream and eggs. Nemechek's bought eggs and traded goods for, traded eggs for groceries. And they used to pay a cent more, a dozen for eggs. People took it out and trade. At that time, well, 1 cent a dozen more for eggs, 30 dozen crate, made 30 cents. 30 cents at that time bought 4 or 5 food items. There was Lodbeck's, the little grocery store in the corner where Ann Waters has her store now. And then back of that store to the south was Perry Packing Company. They bought cream and eggs. And then there was Dean's Market. They sold fresh meat. And they had Jack Spratt groceries. And there was an old couple had a store where the library is now. I can't recall their names. They had 7 places in town that sold gasoline. 3 car dealers. They sold Chevrolet, Plymouth, and Dodge. And they sold us for a short time. We had 1 theater. I remember distributing the ad bills on ever parked car in town on Wednesday and Saturday nights. I got 25 cents, and I go out and put these pills under the windshield wipers of the car. Yeah, I got 25 cents for that. Also a free pass to the show. Of course, we had ice cream and fudge sticks for 5 cents each. Also large candy bars for nickel. Those candy bars then were bigger than the ones now that I see sell for $1.15. We had an ice cream parlor that was called a Heap 'em Up. That you could buy a cone with about 5 or 6 dips on top of each other for a dime. Also a malted milk for 10 cents.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, taco potato, French bread, broccoli with cheese, and fruit cocktail. Friday, chicken salad on whole wheat bread, vegetable soup, oranges, and cake.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, the main story is going to be the heat and humidity across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest. Temperatures well into the upper 90s, into the lower 100s. Some areas feel like temperatures could be as high as 112 degrees. We have a low pressure system up front that's going to move through, bring in some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. The good news is that behind the system, a little bit cooler temperatures. So across the area, heat advisory, sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values at 109. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-70s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. For Saturday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Calling all Marysville kindergarten through sixth graders. Are you ready for a fun night? Come join Marysville Berean Church Kids Night Out at Lions Park three Sundays in a row, July 25th, August 1st, and August 8th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We will have slime night, water and rocket night, even a movie night. Enjoy fun outdoor games while you learn about Jesus. A free supper will be served each night at 5:30. So kindergarten through sixth graders, make plans to join Kids Night Out. Teaching kids to live for Christ.
New for 2021 at the Nordis Motor Company is a Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a sturdy 4x4. They have a 2021 Chevy Blazer Sport Edition and Trailblazer all-wheel drive. Take your choice. And a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
A reigning world champion tests positive, and Aaron Rodgers sounds off. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. COVID ends one American Olympic hopeful's quest for the gold. ABC's Jim Ryan at the Tokyo Games.
Pole vaulter Sam Kendricks came to Japan with his sights set on gold. Well, now he's tested positive for COVID. Dr. Richard Budgett, the medical and scientific director for the International Olympic Committee.
It's tough for any athlete when they're sick in the lead up to this major event. And on top of that, if it happens to be COVID-19, you end up in an isolation hotel, which is really hard.
The track and field events start on Saturday.
ABC News also learning Australia's entire track and field team is isolating as a precautionary measure. Team USA racked up more hardware in the water. Caleb Dressel won his first individual gold medal in the men's 100 meters freestyle. Katie Ledecky anchored the U.S. to silver in the women's 4x200 meter freestyle relay. China claimed gold with a world record finish of 7 minutes 40 seconds. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers sounded off on his standoff with the front office. Following the team's first practice of training camp, the 17-year veteran said that his frustration with the team did not stem from just one isolated incident.
I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated.
On the diamonds, despite being a late scratch from the starting lineup, Aaron Judge came through for the Yankees when it mattered most.
And the breaking ball is grounded off the middle, up a base hit to center field. Ashella scores. Greg Allen goes to third. A ground ball up the middle.
The call on WFAN. After coming off the bench in the fifth inning, Judge's go-ahead RBI single in the 10th. Helped the Yanks outlast the Rays 3-1 for their second straight win over Tampa. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Live coverage continues of the State Legion Baseball Tournament at Pittsburgh. Marysville games at 10 a.m. Thursday and Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308 308- 340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In a flurry of activity ahead of the August break, the House will consider appropriation bills this week, including the agriculture spending bill. The process began yesterday with the House Rules Committee. The 2022 agriculture spending bill provides discretionary funding of $26.5 million. It's an increase of $2.8 billion, or 12% above the 2021 budget. In total, the bill includes $196.7 billion for both discretionary programs funded on an annual basis and mandatory programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The bill is part of a package of seven total spending bills to be considered this week in the House, including labor, energy, financial services, interior, military, and transportation. And the House Ag Committee scheduling a hearing today on the 2020 WHIP Plus Reauthorization Act. That's expanding the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus to 2020. Meanwhile, the Senate looks to finalize its infrastructure package this week ahead of the August recess as well. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall has pushed back against the administration's stance that most small family farms will escape a proposed capital gains tax to replace the so-called stepped-up basis. He disputed the administration's claim that the $2 million per couple exclusion for gains on farm assets and passing on to kids will let most off the hook on any new capital gains tax.
Well, the study that came out of Texas A&M said 98% of the farmers would be affected if the stepped-up basis was removed. Even though we appreciate them making an effort to recognize agriculture and the difficulty we're going to be in today's time and what it costs to be in agriculture, the values of land across, and equipment across this country that we have to farm, it's really pennies.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says most family farms will be exempted from the proposed new capital gains tax at death that would help fund the Biden's American Family Social Infrastructure Plan. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a public auction of tractors, trucks, trailers, machinery, and hay for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer. And the sale Saturday, July 31st begins at 10:30, northwest of Seneca. Consignment listings include tractors, trucks and trailers, hay, machinery items, and will include an IH-966 wide front tractor, a 63 IH 3-point, John Deere 730 3-point, IH-656, Farmall 560 diesel with a loader, and a 49H Farmall with new paint. Half a dozen trucks, several trailers include a 7x20 stock trailer, 45-foot flatbed, couple of grain trailers, a hopper bottom. Machinery includes a swather, mixer, grain cart, corn head, crop head, balers, planters, sprayer booms, field cultivators, and miscellaneous. This farm machinery auction for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer, Saturday, July 31st, begins at 10:30 north of Seneca on Highway 63 for 9 miles to 224th Road, then a mile and a half west on the south side. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mid-America Ag Network has some market information. It was kind of a choppy day on Wednesday for corn and soybeans. Kansas City wheat had a heyday, started well and finished well. September Kansas City wheat up 18 at 659.5. December KC wheat up 18 at 670.75. We saw some nice gains in Minneapolis for spring wheat, and Chicago wheat did well also. So a good day in the wheat markets all across the board. Corn bounced around a good bit, kind of a choppy day for corn, finished higher a little bit. September corn up a half a cent at 549.25, got a little bit better as we went farther down the line. March corn was up 3 at 556.75. Same choppy story basically for soybeans too. Bounced around a bit. August beans up 13.75 at 1432. September soybeans up 3.25 at 1370.25. We saw plus signs in most of the rest of the month. Soybean meal was down. August down 270 at 356.10. Bean oil was up, though. August soy oil was up 29 points at 66.55. Canola was down November canola down 11.40 at 8.83 even. Cotton was up, though. October cotton up 17 points at 90.91. So kind of a mixed day. In the livestock complex, mixed numbers there also. Feeder cattle managed to finish lower after posting quite a rally earlier in the day. August live cattle up 15 at the close at 123.07. October up a dime at 128.52. Feeder cattle turned higher in the middle of the day, but couldn't hold on. August feeders down 52 at 160.17. September down 55 at 163.45. Hogs had a tough day. August hogs down 177 at 105.70. And October hogs down the $3 limit at 89.52. All the back months were sharply lower as well, so not a good day for hogs. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
No sale this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. As they prepare for a big run of cattle, well over 2,000 head expected for the customer appreciation sale coming up on Thursday, August 5th. Early consignments listed at this time, 175 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 9, 40 black and Charlotte Cross steers and heifers weighing 7 to 950, 120 black yearling heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 100 black steers off grass 8 to 8 and a half, 120 black and red yearling steers weigh 25 to 850, 20 black heifers off grass, 8 and a quarter to 850. 50 black and Charlie Cross steers off grass, 825 to 875. 60 black steers off grass weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. 60 black steers, 9 to 950, and 15 black steers, 9 to 950. That is just a partial listing of early consignments for the customer appreciation sale coming up Thursday, August 5th. Also a reminder of a dairy influence sale planned August 12th. The Marysville Livestock consignments and auction results are listed online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
For most parts of the Northern Hemisphere, this is the toastiest time of year. We've got tips for turning down the heat in your house on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages, plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 29th, the 210th day of the year. Country singer Martina McBride has a birthday, and in 1958, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration was established by the U.S. government. This can be a tough time of year not to have air conditioning, and if you don't, you're not alone. Environmentalists are offering some ideas on how to keep your house cool without it. First of all, close the blinds. This is the first line of defense in keeping your home at a comfortable temperature. Open a window and place a fan on the sill to blow the hot air out of your house. Close doors and seal gaps to rooms that you aren't using at the moment. Wear cotton clothing. It's more breathable for the summer months. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons online at almanac.com.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, game number 4 against the Chicago White Sox is set for today for a midday game at 1:10 p.m. Yesterday, they wrapped up with the Royals winning by one score, 3-2, pulling Kansas City ahead at 2-3 for the series so far. The final score was done with Michael A. Taylor's walk-off single in the 10th inning, making it exciting to the very end. Kansas City is still maintaining number 4 in the AL Central at 44-56 after the win. The White Sox are still at number 1 in the AL Central at 60-42. It also marked the 100th game in the season so far for 2021. After today, the Royals get on the road and head to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays tomorrow with first pitch at 6:07. In minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge are currently 2-2 in their series against Northwest Arkansas. Game number 3, the 6-game series, is set for 7:05 tonight. The Wind Surge are still maintaining number 1 in the AA Central North Division with an overall record of the season so far at 43-31. Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
The National Junior College Athletic Association has officially released their rankings for football in the state of Kansas, and Hutchinson Community College was ranked number 1 in the state, with Garden City Community College at number 2, Independence at number 3, Butler at number 4, and Coffeyville at number 5.
We know what it's going to take week in and week out, and we know and we expect to get everybody's best shot, and that's fine with those. I mean, our goal and concern is really about, are we giving our best every week? Are we prepared every week?
That was Drew Dallas, the head coach for Hutchinson Community College on Cake News. The Hutchinson Blue Dragons are set to open up their season starting on September 4th against Coffeyville. In other news, with the ongoing discussion about the Big 12 Conference, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bulski accused ESPN of pushing other conferences to pick apart the league, giving way for Texas and Oklahoma to move to the Southeastern Conference without paying a massive buyout. During an interview, he said, quote, ESPN is incentivizing other conferences to destabilize the Big 12. Good American Network Sports.
Experience over 7 hours of live music Saturday, July 31st at Alcove Spring, just south of Marysville. The Beach Boys headline this outdoor festival, taking the main stage at 7:30, singing your favorite summer surf songs. Gates open at 3 p.m. Brighton Stall kicks things off with beachy tunes at 4:30, followed by high-energy country band Big Time Grain Company. The party continues into the night with 80s cover band Live Circuit playing after the Beach Boys. Food trucks, local brews, majestic views of the Flint Hills. It's the festival of the summer. The Beach Boys live at Alcove Spring. Tickets at mcactickets.com.
Forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, where is the standard? Cause she walks, looks and drives like an
ace. You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like the Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leaves them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory in effect, as we'll have sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values as high as 109. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies, mid 70s, winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid 90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, we'll see lows around